Our first question is, Dr. Morgus, will we ever achieve warp speed like in the television show Star Trek? That's from James in Washington.
Oh, James. Already we have a great question there, George. However, I must tell you, James, that I have never seen Star Trek program, but yeah, I'm pretty busy. In fact, well, I did see a Buck Rogers when I was a young man back in the 30s, but I found it quite amusing. But that also was creative fantasy. You see, warp speed, Jim, would require a warp engine, you see, and that is just never going to happen here on Earth. Besides, our physical body would not take it, it would disintegrate, you know, but that works in movies, but not in the real thing.
So you don't think it'll happen?
I'll tell you what, here's some good news. You will indeed reach warp speed, Jim. Unfortunately, it's going to be when you die, like the rest of us. And don't laugh at that, please. You see, you have to realize that we have something running through us, electromagnetic powers called supernatural forces or whatever you wish to call it, you know. I call it the cosmic essence. That's what I call it. We all live by it. We're really stardust. That's what we are. But there's that magic, you know, that magic electromagnetic power in our heart that keeps it going. So when you travel in warp speed, you will be dead, but you won't be dead in the sense that you will be alive in a new world. And that's how it works, and you'll travel at that speed for sure. Now, I know this is hard to believe on a radio program like this, talking about such things, but this is the way it works. And no one can deny this, because no one's been there to come back and say that I am not on the right road here. But that's the answer, George, and I think that was a great question, though. Thanks.
Okay, good. Good, Jim. Number two comes from Guy in St. Louis, Missouri. And he says, only you, Morgus, could answer this question. How can I protect myself from falling meteors?
Oh, what a question. Well, let me tell you, fellow, the chances of being hit by a meteor, pardon the expression, are astronomical, I'd say. However, I'll say this. You know, I think there is an insurance company in Nigeria that called Nigerian National Life that could sign you up, though. Really. In fact, I think they might even offer stock in the company. I would think so.
Insurance for everything, Morgus.
Yeah. Next question, George.
Okay. Number three from Kathy in Los Angeles here. I happen to be clairvoyant. I can see things in the future like few people I know. How can I make money with this talent?
Oh, that's a difficult question to answer because, I mean, seeing anything in the future could be very helpful to society, you know, like avoiding accidents and saving someone's life. However, now wait a minute, folks. Some people out there could be using this to think out what they would do, but I would not suggest this, Kathy, that you go to some Indian gambling casino and try something like that. No, you're far more talented, and you have to use this for the benefit of people. For the future, I would write books maybe about the future. Wait a minute. How about if you... I got it. You could make $1 million with this.
Well, you just told her not to make money.
I want her to write her autobiography in advance. That would work.
All right, we'll give that a try.
Good question.
Steve writes in, this is a great one. Why do ghosts seem to always have clothes on? Where do they get the clothes?
Oh, you know, that has always been a mystery to people, George. Well, because, you know, they see in movies, they see these in pictures and things like that. Now, there have been some serious studies on that at Duke University, I'm sure. But they've never seen anything with clothes on like that. You know, in my experiments, which I've done several times, delving into the supernatural and so forth, they were naked. And unfortunately, I must tell you, they were not in the anatomical form of their former selves. I mean, I can't imagine someone like George Washington suddenly appearing as a ghost with that white wig, you know. That wouldn't work. But I'll tell you what, Steve, if you have seen ghosts in clothes, I'd suggest you change cigarettes, sir.
All right, Morgus.
That's all I could say.
Let's go live to Bone Cave, Tennessee. Mary has a question for you. Hey, Mary, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, George.
It's hey, good hello to hear there, Mary.
There you go, Mary. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Morgus.
Dr. Morgus, I have a question I haven't been able to get answered for 40 years. If I were in a falling elevator and I jumped up and down, would I have a 50-50 chance of being just 3 feet or so off the ground when it hit? Or even if it reached terminal velocity, I wouldn't necessarily with a occasional upward velocity, but I might have to worry about the ceiling hitting me on the head.
Oh.
What do you think?
Well, let's see, Ms. Wright. You cannot do what you suggest, by the way. I mean, we're dealing with the law of inertia here, you know, which says that all objects in matter in the universe stay still and remain still unless moved by some outside force, you see. Unfortunately, you're in an elevator. So that means even if you jump once, you're not coming back down until you come down and that force gets you and they'll have to scrape you off the bottom. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the way things work out. But nonetheless, that's the answer to that. I hope you won't run around in elevators.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mary. So if an elevator is zooming to crash, if you jump up and you're not on the ground so you don't get the brunt of the impact, you can't make it? You're still going to get it?
Oh, you're going to get it. Oh, you get it. Well, that's the law of inertia, you know. Well, what goes up must come down, and you'll come down with the elevator. But once you jump up from it, you're not going to reach it again because they have similar circumstances. I mean, that's the law of inertia, and, you know, the law is the law.
All right,
you break the law, you break your neck.
Here's one from Rupert in Canton, Ohio. Question number 6 here for us. And, of course, if you jog forward, you generally will lose weight. He says, If I jog backward, will I gain weight?
Oh, you've got to be serious, Rupert.
Sounds like he's been working with you in your laboratory.
No. He couldn't make the cut here. But I tell you what, if you are serious, Rupert, let's see. If you jog, will you? Well, I see if you jog backwards. No. I tell you, will you gain weight? No. But I tell you what, Rupert, you will gain the attention you seem to need, fellas.
Number 7, Nancy out of Spring, Texas, says, does killing time damage eternity? That's kind of a perplexing question there, Morgus.
Wow, that's pretty pithy, isn't it, that question? Well, the answer is no, because, you know, time does not exist in eternity. I mean, only here on Earth for people like you to get to school on time. By the way, what on earth are you doing up at this hour, young lady?